Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to CC O'Shaughnessy joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, good morning.
So the 5K run walk for suicide prevention with Samaritans is happening September 27th. Kennedy is hosting. You have a team.
Yep.
Oh, I'm actually going to be DJing, I hear, this year.
Thank you so much for your service, Carson. We appreciate you joining the team this year.
Bringing the Friday free-for-all to a Saturday.
That'll make people run faster.
Get away!
So, Cece, you're the Senior Director of Suicide Grief Support Services for Samaritans. How did you get involved? What's your personal relationship?
So, I lost my husband to suicide 5 years ago, last May. And in the quest to kind of look for answers as to, you know, how could somebody that was so connected, such a loving father, such a, you know, good husband, how could he do this? I was at a loss. Mm. And so in my search to kind of find some of those answers, I found Samaritans. And it was a community of people who understood, and I was able to kind of find my place, and my healing began. It gave me the space for my own personal healing story.
And I think tell people about the 5K, because some people are like, why would I want to go to a 5K talking about, you know, suicide, right? This is a time for people to come together who have experienced loss or an attempt or things of this nature. And it's a really joyful day, don't you think, Cece?
Yes. And that's kind of the interesting part about it, is that it brings together a community of people who may have struggled themselves or are loss survivors or just really want to support the cause. But it's a really uplifting event. People come together. And yeah, sometimes, you know, there's some tears, but there's always a hug at the end.
Yes.
And there's always just this like beautiful community of people who come together to bring light, you know, to the darkness, really.
Cece, what is something that someone who has lost a person in this way, what might they struggle with that the average person who has never gone through this, that wouldn't even cross their minds?
Yeah, so suicide grief is very different than losing someone to, you know, natural causes. There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of shame. You know, there's a lot of those questions of, what if I would have called him in that moment? What if I would have, you know, reached out? And so bringing loss survivors together to kind of validate those really profound, you know, questions. It's like, oh, you too? You feel that too? I'm not alone. And that permission actually creates, you know, another foundation to be able to start really healing from just the pain of them not being with you, which is always underneath the guilt and the shame and the blame and the why and, you know, all of those specific themes that suicide loss survivors have to face.
So the 5K run walk for suicide prevention being put on by Samaritans happening September 27th. This is a Saturday. Kennedy's going to be there hosting.
Yes.
You also
yes,
have
yes.
a team. What if I want to be on your team, Kennedy?
You just send me an email or send me a text and I will get you the link and you can join my team. I would
and
love
what does
it.
That mean, joining your team?
It means that you will commit to pay $40 to join.
Okay.
Maybe raise some money if you like, and you get a t-shirt, and then you come and walk.
Do we have a cool team name?
Kennedy's Crew, duh.
Of course.
That's pretty good, actually. We love the alliteration. If you want to find out more, you can go to SamaritansHope.org and then just click on the events page and you will see the 5K run walk there. Again, it's SamaritansHope.org.
CeCe, thank you for all the work that you do. You know, you didn't have to after something like that help others, and you chose to. And I'm forever grateful that I get to know you.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. I really do believe that our responsibility is to help those we once were, and this is just another way to pay it forward.
And don't forget, too, if you need to talk to somebody, you can call or text 24/7. It's 988 mm-hmm. is that number. CeCe, you're now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Thank you so much. Woo! I'm very honored.
All right, we'll see you soon, CeCe.
All right, thank you.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimby Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Kim from Chelmsford.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Kim?
For Kennedy to please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
What are we getting at Dunk's this morning?
I'm probably going to get a Berry Burst Dunkin' energy drink.
Okay. Are we doing anything pumpkin yet?
No, I've lost my pumpkin taste. I don't know. They do it too much.
You're pumpkined out. Okay.
I get it.
Yep.
Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. She is now over in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Just a reminder, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, Kim. Question number one. The Rolling Stones are working on new music. Who is the frontman for the Rolling Stones, even having a Maroon 5 song named after him?
Mick Jagger.
Sabrina Carpenter will make her Grand Ole Opry debut on October 7th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebrations. Which city is the Grand Ole Opry located in?
Memphis?
Question number three. Taylor Swift is releasing a film in theaters from October 3rd to the 5th to celebrate her new album. It's called Official Release Party of a Showgirl. How did Taylor Swift announce her new album?
Oh, she was on Travis Kelce and Jason Kelce's show, and she announced at midnight.
Yeah, we'll give you that. Question number four. Amy Poehler says it's BS that comedy always gets ignored at the Oscars because, quote, comedy is not easy. Poehler starred in this 2007 figure skating comedy as a part of the Van Waldenbergs, the main antagonist to Will Ferrell and John Heder. Name the movie.
Oh, my God.
Hater. Hater. Hater? Can't remember how he pronounced his name.
And it's been a while since he's been around.
Yeah.
I know it. I don't know the name.
Hater? Peter? Hater?
John Hader? Hader? The more you say it, the more confused I'm getting.
I know.
I felt like I knew it before you said it 17 times, and now I don't.
Question number five. According to a report, Disney's market value has dropped $3.87 billion since it suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live. Who is Jimmy's security guard turned sidekick on the show?
I don't know.
Hater. Heater. Heater. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Heater. It's Bill Hader.
Yeah, John Heater.
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 Kennedy. Kennedy?
Kennedy? Dane?
Words have lost all meaning. Welcome back.
Larson. Kennedy. Kim got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones working on new music. Who is the frontman for the Rolling Stones, even having a Maroon 5 song named after him?
Mick Jagger.
They are going to play till they're in the dirt, and I respect them for it.
Yager, I think is how that's pronounced. 1-1. Question number two. Sabrina,
soft J.
Sabrina Carpenter will make her Grand Old Opry debut on October 7th. It's part of the Opry's 100th anniversary celebration. Which city is the Grand Old Opry located in?
Nashville.
2-1. Nashville, not Memphis. Question number three. Taylor Swift is releasing a film in theaters October 3rd to the 5th to celebrate her new album. How did Taylor announce her new album?
On the internet?
On her, could you be less specific?
On her Instagram?
She went on her boyfriend's podcast.
Oh, right.
The New Heights podcast. 2-1. Question number four. Amy Poehler says it's BS that comedy always gets ignored at the Oscars because comedy is not easy.
Agreed. Facts.
Poehler starred in this 2007 figure skating comedy as a part of the Van Waldenbergs, the man and antagonist to Will Ferrell and John Heder.
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 Name the movie, please.
Blades of Glory.
Heder, right? John Heder. Hater?
I have no idea.
Header?
I don't know.
Somebody text Napoleon Dynamite and ask him how to pronounce his name.
I know, right? It's been a minute since he's been in the news. 3-2. Question number five. According to a report, Disney's market value has dropped $3.87 billion since it suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live. Who is Jimmy's security guard turned sidekick on the show?
I don't know.
Oh, Guillermo.
Guillermo.
I thought it was... Is that his cousin? I thought they were family.
No, there is a cousin Sal also on the show. Okay. But no, his sidekick is Guillermo. Yeah,
gotcha.
Hider.
Hider.
It's Hider.
It's definitely not Hider. Hider. Where did that come from?
That's the first time I've ever heard John
it's
Hider.
It's John Heder.
It's John Heder.
It's got to be John Heder. Napoleon Dynamite is not John Hider.
I'm literally looking at his website. At his Wikipedia page. And that's what it says.
That's wrong.
Do you know he speaks fluent Japanese? I still don't know how to pronounce his name, but I know he speaks
Shut
Japanese.
Shut up and eat your ham.
Napoleon, give me some of your talk.
It's literally right here phonetically.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's not.
3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice work, Kennedy. Kim, I'm sorry you don't get the cast. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kim from Chelmsford, and I can't beat Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy
on Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-655-1234. No matter how big or how small. Kennedy, I don't think you really said you had many plans for the weekend, but I saw you out somewhere with flowers.
I just like to walk in nature when I can.
Okay.
For my brain.
Yeah.
And I saw a plant that looked like it was telling me I was number one.
It was giving you the middle finger, this
so
plant.
So I think I explained it just fine. And so I figured, you know, sometimes you see yourself in nature. So me and my new flower friend.
Was the plant shaped that way, or is there a plant in nature? The
no,
FU
no.
plant?
No, no. It just, that's just like the way it grew.
Sometimes the universe is beautiful.
It's really funny.
See?
I was laughing.
That's just the way it grew. And you know, they say you see what you want to see.
Sure.
You know, you can look at a cloud and I can see one thing and you can see another. And that's what I saw.
No, that's a middle finger. I can't.
So,
I don't know
so
what else you
are.
See there.
I think I did enough for
Nature's
all of us
fun.
This weekend, Kennedy.
All right, go on.
So Lan and I had a little date night situation on Friday night.
Oh, good. I love that you guys do
so
that.
So we went to Foundation Kitchen, which is, it's over in kind of the new part of Charlestown, Hood Park, you know, way on the other side of that one square mile.
A whole mile away.
We rode our bikes over there, which was kind of nice. Ride through the neighborhood.
Too damn cute.
Yeah. So we went over there. We had dinner. And then Saturday night, we actually went out to dinner with some friends of ours.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to Brewer's Fork. We walked down there. And it was good to hang out.
Child-free zone or just
Child-free zone. Child-free.
Look at you guys.
It was nice to like be out with other adults.
What is your son doing? Just whatever.
He was you with their kids. Although we're getting to an age where we start talking a lot about our medical problems.
And just started.
Yeah, as like couples.
Welcome to my life.
And colonoscopies came up, and it was the topic of conversation for 15 or 20 minutes.
Over dinner,
and everybody's being loud.
It's just something you do.
And I'm like, there are young people, and when I mean young people, people in their 20s are at this place.
They need to know. They need to understand it's important.
I know
they
it's important.
They need to go on ahead and plan and schedule for it.
But it's just odd.
Normalize colonoscopies, Carson.
Not when I'm trying to eat my charcuterie. With my hefty bites in.
Remember when it used to be cool? You stay out in the club till 2 a.m. and now you sit and talk about cameras going up places well, during dinner.
Well, I'm eating my charcuterie and having a heavy bite some beer. And then Sunday, after Barrett's lacrosse practice, he and I went down to Gillette Stadium. We got invited to the Patriots
That's
game.
That's so nice.
It was a blast. That Gillette Stadium, I said this earlier in the show, they're doing a great job with that stadium. The fan experience is amazing.
Well, they have to do something.
The team experience, on the other hand, was abysmal.
I hope you managed to hold on to your concessions all the way back to your seat because people were dropping stuff left and right at that stadium.
It was not fun. In fact, we were kind of close to the end zone. We were in pretty good seats, and we were right there as we're going into the end zone, and then we throw an interception. In the end zone. And then we're right there when we're going into the end zone, and we fumble the ball into the end zone, and Pittsburgh picks it up.
But you got to see it in person.
I just see it in HD. I had a great seat for it.
It was great. Five turnovers in that game. There might have been 55. It felt like it.
You saw history, like I said.
Yeah, that's not something that happens every year, even.
Yeah, so I feel like, you know, that's something you can, you know, every time you go, it seems every time you go to Gillette, something cool happens. You see people cheating on their wives.
I did. Yeah, that was the last time.
You see the most turnovers they've ever had in 100 years.
It's true.
So really, just
I was
keep
there
going.
For the deflate game, too.
Keep going, buddy. Keep going.
The deflate game. Corey from Medford. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
How was your weekend?
Hi. My weekend was pretty good. Saturday after work, I stopped for a cocktail, and a very attractive young man started buying me drinks.
Hey now, you still got it, baby! Whoop, whoop.
That's a confidence booster.
I was feeling very happy on the way out of that hotel.
Good for you, buddy.
Did he come over and hit on you?
He flirted from across the bar, and I ordered a cocktail, and he paid for it, and then came over and chatted me up for a good long while, and then I, like I said, later I walked home happy, so.
Well, good for you, buddy. It's nice to know sometimes that you've still got it.
You know, sometimes the little snow on top is a help.
I feel like if some girl started buying me drinks at a hotel bar, my wife would lose her mind. I'm like, babe, she was just, you know, she was a little flirting.
That's what's different.
My hubby would think it's awesome. I can't wait to tell him.
All right, thank you, Corey.
They just have a different vibe than you do.
Wendy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. So you called us prior to you going to do this. Tell everybody what you did.
So my boyfriend and I drove to Niagara Falls and we ziplined. They say over the falls, but you're more like along the side of it, but still it was great. It was intense.
It was worth it?
We had a great time. It was worth it. And then when you finish, I would recommend it. And when you finish and you go and you get down to where, like, they have all the pictures, they say for $15, you can skip the line and go back up and zip line again.
Did you do it?
We didn't do it because we did it. We would have, but I think I tore my meniscus, so story was that.
Wait, what?
Oh, honey.
Wait, in the sky?
You buried the lead.
Yeah, I had a bad knee that weekend, so if I hadn't, we probably would have skipped the line and done it again. That's how great it was. It was fun.
You going to go over in a barrel next time?
Yes, absolutely.
There you go. Going to chase that dragon.
Get some ice
bigger
on your
and better.
Knee.
Yeah, the headline of that story should be, tore my meniscus on over Niagara Falls. That's the headline of that story from now on.
That's funny. I hope you guys have a great day. I love listening to you.
Thank you so much for that idea, too.
Wednesday.
That's going on my bucket list. Yeah.
I bet it was on the Canadian side instead of Buffalo. All the good stuff's on the Canadian
side. Correct. That is correct.
Better health care over there.
I believe she told us
off.
That.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 1041.
617-655-1234. We turn the show over to you. We'd love to hear your stories, what you got into over the weekend. Some good ones this morning, including a meniscus tear while ziplining over Niagara Falls.
I don't know if it was while
ziplining.
You have
the order wrong, but...
Don't mess with the headline.
Don't let facts get in the way of a good story, Kennedy.
I just keep forgetting that. It is my bad. I am so sorry.
Let's see. Charlene is from Atkinson. Good morning, Charlene.
Charlene.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
We're doing good. What'd you get into over the weekend?
I had your favorite subject. I had a colonoscopy on Friday.
Oh, that's nice. My girl. That's very good. Important business.
Yeah, that came up as a topic of discussion while we were out to dinner on Saturday night because our friend, she works in healthcare, and it is like hot button topic in the healthcare industry. Like, you got to get your colonoscopy done. It will save so much on insurances and all of that stuff if you would just get checked. So hopefully everything went okay.
It went great. And let me tell you, I told everybody that in my office, I'm like, yep, I'm off. I'm going for a colonoscopy.
That's
like,
a girl.
Ooh. And I'm like, you got to do it.
Normalize it.
How'd you feel when you woke up?
Absolutely. It was a great nap.
Yeah. I had to pick my dad up after a colonoscopy one time. And I don't know what they put him to sleep.
Propofol.
But he was high as a kite when he woke up still.
Yeah, that's what they use, I think.
And I was like, all right, Dad, you ready to go?
He was a little Xanax.
I was like, you ready to go home? And he's like, no, I want to go to Best Buy and look at TVs. So I drove him to Best Buy right after his colonoscopy.
He didn't want to go.
We just walked around the TV section while he was still high looking at flat screens to buy.
I thought everybody has to go eat.
That's awesome. Most people wanted to go eat.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well,
have a great day.
Thanks for sharing your colonoscopy. Go get your checkup, guys.
Girls.
Girls, too. Rupa from Brookline, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You had a big trip over the weekend.
Yes. My cousin turned 60, and the deal with my husband was either I go alone or we agreed to leave our 16 and 13-year-olds alone for the first time and go together. So we opted to go together. We were worried. We so long as the house is standing and the dog's alive, then we call it a success.
Wait. Did I miss where you said you went?
London.
Oh, I missed that part.
So that's you left great. A 16-year-old and a 13-year-old alone for a full week?
For a weekend. We went on Wednesday night and we came back on Sunday. So it wasn't yes, but it was a test drive. We had to make sure we could actually do it before we go for a week.
Oh, good for you.
A test drive to London is not a test drive. That's you're on the highway. You're on the autobahn. Well,
your 16-year-old must be way more responsible than I was. My parents would never.
Well, I was going to say, we came back, and our 16-year-old had made us homemade banana bread and a sign that said, welcome home.
Aww.
But Carson, I'm pretty sure my 13-year-old and your son are the same person, and there's no way that we would leave.
Like, our test run was to the Cape. Your test run was to London. You definitely judge your kid more than we trust ours.
But I had a 16-year-old to help, right? So that made a big difference. But now it's like, okay, where do we go next?
Now
where
you know. Let's get it.
Yes, absolutely. It was fantastic.
Glad you had a great trip. Thanks for sharing that. Let's see. We have somebody who wants to remain anonymous. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good. Tell us what happened this weekend.
So I was walking my dog. She jumped up on me as we were out in a crowded park, and she pulled my pants down to my ankles. So that was super embarrassing.
Nuh-uh.
Yep. Oh, yes. Completely. Thank God I was wearing underwear.
That's my next question.
Thank God. Because there were a lot of people around that saw that.
Did you hear anybody start to laugh behind you?
You know, the laughs were mostly out of, like, sympathy and pity, which I appreciated, but... Yeah, there were a few laughs.
Now, was it the comfy, you know, underwear? Or are we talking like it was a go out on a Saturday night pair of underwear?
Thankfully, they were like the comfy kind that don't show too much. So it could have been worse.
Oh my God, girl. Yikers.
Kennedy, ever been pantsed by one of your pups?
I have not. Not yet, anyway.
Are you going to avoid that dog park for like the next month?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not going back there for a while. No. Oh, heck no.
It could have happened to anybody.
Oh, so she loves that park, too, but we're taking a break for at least the next few weeks.
I mean, it's impressive to pant someone without opposable thumbs. It's a big part of the movement.
My first reaction was surprise, but also I was impressed. I was impressed.
All right. Well, hopefully the week goes better than the weekend did.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
So bye. Keep your pants on, y'all.
Good advice always.
I ain't got no panties on. Got no panties on. I ain't got no panties on the dance floor. Have you not heard that song?
Nope.
Am I the only one?
Yep.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveway event is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Beth from Manchester by the Sea.
Hi, Beth.
Good morning, everyone.
Beth is an elementary school teacher. Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Are you solo in the car this morning?
I am, yes.
All right, let's do it, Beth. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You win that money. She is now over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. On Maroon 5's upcoming tour, you can submit a photo of a loved one and see it on the big screen when they perform Memories. Who's the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
Whoops. I don't know why I hit the ding there.
Why wouldn't you?
Does that mean I got it right?
I normally don't hit the ding until Kennedy comes back. Just got lost. It's a Monday.
No, I don't think anybody cares if you ding or not. It's fine.
Question number two. Matthew McConaughey.
I'm okay with ding.
Matthew McConaughey revealed a marriage tip. Ditch the king-size bed and opt for a queen instead so you're closer to your spouse. What is the next size down from a queen-size bed?
A full-size bed?
Well, you won't know because we're not going to ding or buzz.
31 years ago today, in 1994, Friends debuted on NBC. It ran for 10 seasons. It's still one of the most watched shows in the country. 3 decades later, finish the lyric to the Friends theme song. Take a listen.
I'll be there for you.
There for me too.
Oh, she hit that.
We actually sang that at my spring concert last year. So thank you to my third graders.
Tom Felton, 38 today. He played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. Draco Malfoy was part of Slytherin's. Slytherin's founder had a rare ability to speak to snakes the same way Harry Potter could. What is that language called?
Parcel tongue? Ooh, parcel mouth. I think it's parcel tongue, and the one who can speak it is a parcel mouth.
Question
Sorry,
number five.
I'm letting my geek joke.
This marks the 28th season of The Voice. It airs tonight at 8 on NBC and Peacock. Can you name the 4 coaches for this season?
Oh, let's see. Is it Snoop Dogg, Reba? Is Adam Levine still on there? Snoop Dogg, Reba, Adam Levine. Gwen Stefani. They've all been coaches at some point. I know that.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So you're an elementary school music teacher. Are we still doing hot cross buns in the classroom? On the recorder?
That's the first song you learn. Yeah, that's the first song you learn on recorder. Though this year, fifth grade is going to be learning Rachel Platten's fight song on ukulele. That's what we're doing today.
Oh my God,
that's a little
that's
bit
amazing.
Cooler than recorder.
I want to hear it. That's so cool.
Why did recorder become the staple?
It's easy.
Cheap.
Yeah, there's 3 buttons,
honestly,
3 holes.
It's the cheapest. You can get like a giant box of recorders for not that much money.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Beth got 4 out of 5.
Nice. Well done.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On Maroon 5's upcoming tour, you can submit a photo of a loved one and see it on the big screen when they perform their song Memories, Kennedy. Who is the lead singer of Maroon 5?
Adam Levine.
1-1. Question number two. Matthew McConaughey revealed a marriage tip. Ditch the king-size bed and opt for a queen instead so you're closer to your spouse. What is the next size down from a queen-size bed, Kennedy?
A full size.
Tied at two. 31 years ago today in 1994, Friends debuted on NBC. Finished the lyric to the Friends theme song.
I'll be there for you.
Because you're there for me, too.
Well, tied at three. Question number four. Tom Felton, 38 today. He played Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies. Draco Malfoy was part of Slytherin. Slytherin's founder had a rare ability to speak to snakes the same way Harry Potter could. What is that language called?
Parcel tongue.
4-4. Question number five. This marks the 28th season of The Voice. It airs tonight at 8 on NBC and Peacock. Name the four coaches for this season.
Okay, so this season is the Reba season. So it's Reba. Oh, crap. Who else? Reba, and Reba?
Yes. Reba is all four coaches.
I would watch that show.
Reba, John Legend. Okay.
Reba McEntire. Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Michael Bublé.
Right.
And Niall Horan.
There we go. Amazing.
4-4 is the final score. We end up in a tie. With the tie, Kennedy gets the win. But you're not walking away empty-handed. You did just win yourself $250 from the Voice All-Star coaches, as we just said. Snoop Dogg and Reba and Michael Bublé and Niall Horan. Reclaim their red chairs for all new season of The Voice. You can watch The Voice premiere tonight at 8 on NBC 10 Boston. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I won the gift card for the people whose names I didn't even know.
Yeah. $250, that's a lot of recorders.
Now you know them.
Yep, now you'll forever remember those names. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Beth from Manchester by the Sea, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go
on Mix 104.1.
Don't know if you've ever had some big plans and had to cancel them because, I don't know, maybe you got sick this past weekend and you missed work on Friday and you were supposed to do something really cool this weekend, then you ended up missing it. I don't know if that happened to anybody we know.
It feels very specific.
617-655-1234. You can call or text. Tell everybody what you missed, Dan, over the weekend.
So, yeah, I started getting sick on Thursday, and this is actually the first time I've left my house since I got home from work on Thursday, was to come to work today. And I had a big weekend of stuff planned. On Saturday, I was going to be a celebrity batter for Jimmy Fund Day for the Red Sox at Fenway Park. And I was going to get to go into Fenway and stand at home plate and point my bat to the Green Monster and take some swings. The same place Dustin Pedroia, David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Nomar have all swung. I was going to be there.
Dan Breslin.
And I was going to get to dig in the batter's box and take some hacks inside Fenway Park, which was, if you're from here and you played Little League growing up, it's like a it's like a thing you dream about doing.
Right.
And I was over the moon, excited about it. And unfortunately, I just woke up that morning and I knew I couldn't go.
Right.
My body could not do it. And I was just devastated. And I'm sitting on the couch and my girlfriend's like stroking my leg like I'm a child. And she's like, it's going to be fine.
Sometimes that's all we need.
There's going to be other cool events. You do a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, sweet Kaylee.
And then, you know, I was like, whatever. Things happen. You get sick. I get over it. And then Sunday morning, I wake up. I'm still feeling like crap. I felt like crap all weekend. And I get a text from not Sal, but like our other big boss, who I don't even see around here. He's like a mythical creature. I never even see him. He's so much higher above me. And I was like, why do I have a text from him? And he goes, congratulations, Dan. You won our Odyssey Company raffle. You just won 4 tickets to the first Bruins game of the year.
No.
It's today at 5 p.m.
No.
And I was like, what? I was like, yeah, you're the winner. And I was like, I've been here 13 years. I've never won nothing. This is the weekend I win?
Oh, beans.
So I had to text him back and be like, double it, send it to the next person. I can't go. I am under the weather. This is the first time I've ever won, and I can't even use him.
Oh,
and
buddy.
He, you know what, he texted back and just went, that blows. And then that was it.
He's a man of few words.
So I missed standing and taking some swings at Fenway Park. I missed four tickets to the first Bruins game.
Oh, Dan.
And I also missed a christening. Yeah.
Those come along.
Those kids have a long life. They'll be fine. But I am
from
on my
deathbed. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
What did you miss?
So it was actually my daughter. Oh yeah, my daughter's performance for her pre-K graduation. They go to like the Spire Center in Plymouth and do this whole procedure on stage, and she was very, very excited, and she came home, and we had to stay home for 5 days, so.
Did someone at least video it for you?
Yeah, there was a video, and actually it took me a couple of years. This was a little while ago. It took me a couple of years to actually watch that video because I was devastated as well.
Oh, honey.
The parents were super supportive, and they actually did like a drive-by graduation for her. So she stood like at the front step, and then they like did the dance, whatever, played music, and had a little thing for her, which was so, so nice. Yep, sick. So she missed the whole thing. Tough. Yeah, there were some big feelings about that. But yeah, we've gotten over it, I guess.
What is her name?
I don't think you have.
Yeah, she has.
Evelyn. Her name's Evelyn.
Evelyn. All right. So how old is Evelyn now?
She is 8.
8. Okay. All right.
Yeah. So this was like 3 years ago.
Oh, bless.
Listen, those if we don't times. Give our kids some things to go to therapy for when they get older, are we even being a good parent?
Yeah.
I disagree with that sentiment.
But. All right. Thank you, Alicia. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, take two. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Dan, we're getting closer to D-Date. How's it going in your house for Taylor Swift, October 3rd?
Well, she has been swarmed by kindergartners since school started, so she's been a little preoccupied.
Oh, really?
But I think once we get real close to the date,
okay,
we're going to be at DEFCON 1.
All right. Well, the 12th studio album from Taylor, Life of a Showgirl, will drop on October 3rd, and she's got some big stuff coming up. She has announced Taylor Swift, the official release party of a showgirl, an 89-minute-long release party event. It will run Friday through Sunday when the album comes out in cinemas nationwide. Screenings will all begin at the same time, 3 p.m. Eastern. The release event will also feature the premiere of the first music video from the new album for The Fate of Ophelia. It will feature lyric videos for other songs on the album, never before seen reflections from Swift about the songs, behind the scene footage of the music video shoot, and more. Showings are expected to bring in anywhere from $30 to $50 million over the weekend, and the tickets have already been selling like hotcakes.
She's a business man.
Dan, did you buy your girlfriend tickets to go see this?
I did not.
Okay, that's going to be a problem.
She is a grown person with her own money dollars.
I understand that, but she's busy during the day, and you might have some time. You can hop online, buy her some tickets.
I've been sick, sir. This isn't about me.
We got a little behind-the-scenes stuff as to what to expect with all of the different, you know, she's releasing CDs and 12 different vinyls, and here is what she had to say.
We wanted this album to feel like really luxurious. And kind of as a nod to the luxury that a showgirl puts on when she's on stage. Meanwhile, like in the quick change room, she's like, maybe that's just me, I don't know. The CDs all have photo cards in them. The vinyls, they each have a poem inside of them, a unique poem. They've got like more images than we ever planned to put in there.
And what I've heard too, Kennedy, and you talked about the big numbers, it is the largest pre-sale number this year for all the movie theater companies.
Mm-hmm.
$15 million it made in pre-sales. There are movies that come out that don't make $15 million in its first weekend. She made $15 million in pre-sales.
And there's no way this movie cost very much at all to make, because it's just her.
I mean, this could
behind the scenes stuff and some lyric videos.
This could be a $100 million movie.
Go girl, go girl. So anyway, there's that.
Good for her.
Filming is halted on Spider-Man: Brand New Day after Tom Holland was hospitalized amid filming on the Glasgow set. Filming was suspended on Friday as he was treated for a mild concussion. He will take a break out of precaution, but is expected to return to filming in a few days. Apparently a stunt went wrong, so they're looking into that.
Wow.
however, he attended a charity event over the weekend with his co-star and fiance Zendaya, but had to leave because he wasn't feeling well, which is what happens when you have a concussion and you push. So right. I imagine they're just going to have him sit down and follow protocol, because that's what you need to do, and then they'll get back to going.
Yeah, I hope he gets better soon, because that is one of the few franchises Marvel is still cranking out that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Holland and Zendaya are just a lovely, unproblematic couple.
Really, they're just so cute. I know. And I'd like to wrap up today with something that you didn't know you needed, but you're welcome. So I don't know if you know this or not, friends, but Matthew McConaughey, aside from being, you know, a good actor, football aficionado, and just all around decent human, is also a poet. He released a book called Poems and Prayers, a collection of his poetry written over 36 years, beginning when he was 18. They're about Hollywood, love, faith, fatherhood, exes, sobriety, blank ups, politician, porta potties, and aging. The book is his attempt to make sense of the world, which has been tougher to do lately, because facts have become unreliably overrated, and people are out to prove that truth is outdated, and honesty has become a diluted currency. I don't know the name of this poem I'm going to play for you.
Okay.
But here he is reading one of his poems.
These unlimited options, they sure got me confused, while all the conveniences are keeping me properly lubed. In this red light district, with the horror of inflation, the ROI's math don't pay for the vacation. So let's just admit it, this extra credit's quite a fluffer. Because when the tip's included, the service is going to suffer.
Yeah, come on.
No idea what he said, but I'm just here for every last piece of it.
It's not what he says, Kennedy. It's how he says it.
I swear to God, he could read the phone book.
And when your
right?
face looks like Matthew McConaughey, you can say whatever you want.
I just, you know,
Does
yes.
Did he read his poems in a jazz club with an
no,
audience?
No, that was on... He was on with Fallon.
Oh, nobody okay. clapped at the end. They all just go.
Right.
I mean, that was the vibe, and I'm here for it. If he did like a live reading at some club somewhere down in a basement where everyone wore berets and drink coffee, I'd be here for
he
it.
He could pull off.
These unlimited options, they sure got me confused, while all the conveniences are keeping me properly lubed. In this red light district, with the horror of inflation,
yeah.
the ROI's math don't pay for the vacation.
It does not.
So let's just admit it. This extra credit's quite a fluffer. Because when the tip's included, the service is going to suffer.
Ain't yeah. wrong. Ain't wrong.
Did you see the marriage advice he gave on People magazine?
No.
Get a queen bed?
Yeah, he said him and his wife Camilla used to sleep in a king bed and she was too far away. So they downsized to a queen so that they're shoulder to shoulder.
Uh-huh.
And touching each other while they sleep has helped their marriage immensely.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, nah, man, I wish I had a king.
California King Dan.
I want two of them put together. I want the whole room. And then a wall down the middle. Wait, I want separate bedrooms. That's yeah, what I mean.
I don't know if I can agree with you on that one, Matthew.
And that's what I got, friends.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Driveway in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Melissa from Brockton.
Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa was out at the bus stop with Jacob. Did he get off to school okay?
He did, yes.
Okay, good. What grade is he in?
He is in fifth grade.
And he still lets mom walk him to the bus stop?
Well, the bus stop's a little far away, so I have to drive him.
Okay. Good deal. We... What is that?
I mean, he does what she tells him to do, I imagine.
Yeah, I don't know. You get to fifth grade, you stop doing that, Kennedy.
You have to drive him to the bus stop?
Hold on, a lot of questions.
Oh, the bus stop's like a half mile away, so you can't see it from the house, and he's got to cross a few streets.
I get it.
I mean, at that point, just drive him to school.
Mind your business.
You're already in the car.
Drop off his craziness. You avoid that at all costs.
All right, we get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, good luck, and would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck to you as well.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win that $100. She's now leaving our studio, headed to that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. She won't hear the questions or your answers. And again, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one. It was 22 years ago today in 2003. Two and a Half Men premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. But the lead actor, Charlie Sheen, was only on the show for 8 seasons. Who did they replace him with? Which actor?
Ashton Kutcher.
Harry Styles achieved a personal best in the Berlin Marathon, finishing in 2 hours and 59 minutes. Harry has had 2 songs reach number 1 as a solo artist. Can you name one of them?
Watermelon Sugar.
According to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation, the state with the best roads is Indiana. The state with the worst roads, Rhode Island. What is Rhode Island's official state nickname?
I do not know.
Question number 4. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband marked their first wedding anniversary with loving Instagram tributes. Millie's husband is the son of a famous celebrity. Who is he?
John Bon Jovi.
And question number 5. During his Radio City Music Hall show on Saturday, Hugh Jackman brought Pink and her daughter, Willow, on stage to sing a couple of songs. What is Pink's real first name?
Alicia.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Good pull.
Yeah, that was very, very good.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy.
All right, Carson.
Melissa from Brockton got 4 out of 5.
Wow.
That is correct.
Well done, friend.
These are very tough.
Thank you.
You ready to quit?
No.
Oh. Just had to check. You never know. Today might be the
Melissa
day.
Melissa would never want to win that way.
Oh. No.
I mean, $100, $100.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yep.
22 years ago today in 2003, Two and a Half Men premiered on CBS. It ran for 12 seasons. The lead actor, Charlie Sheen, was only on the show for 8 seasons. Who did they replace him with?
Ashton Kutcher.
Have you guys seen his new documentary on Netflix yet? It is cuckoo.
I've heard it.
No, I lived
good.
It, I feel like. I feel like we lived through it. I don't know if I'm going to see it again.
A.K.A. Charlie Sheen, is that what it's called? One-to-one question number 2. Harry Styles achieved a personal best in the Berlin Marathon, finishing in 2 hours and 59 minutes. Wow. Harry has had 2 songs reach number 1 as a solo artist. Can you name one?
Watermelon Sugar?
Also, As It Was. Tied at 2. According to the U.S. Bureau of Transportation, the state with the best roads is Indiana. The state with the worst roads? Rhode Island. What is Rhode Island's official state nickname?
The Granite State?
That would be New Hampshire.
Dang it.
The Ocean State.
Ocean State job lot. Massachusetts did not rank in the top 10 for worst roads, so I question the validity of this list.
I see Rhode Island traffic every morning when I'm doing my traffic. It's terrifying. You wouldn't want to drive there. They're bad.
No, though. If you're in the smallest state, how bad can it be?
I'm telling you, I look at it every morning. States. It's bad.
Ever see the roads in Alaska? There's a TV show about it.
Yeah.
Tell me they're worse than that. Tied at 2, question number 4. Millie Bobby Brown and her husband marked their first wedding anniversary with loving Instagram tributes. Millie's husband is the son of a famous celebrity. Who is he?
Who is the celebrity?
Yes.
John Bon Jovi.
3-3, question number 5. During his Radio City Music Hall show on Saturday, Hugh Jackman brought Pink and her daughter Willow on stage to sing a couple of songs. What is Pink's real first name?
Alicia.
That is correct. 4-4 is the final score. Great job, ladies.
That was great. Melissa, well done, friend.
Yeah, you both did really well.
Thank you.
Kennedy gets the win with the 4-4 tie, but you're not walking away without a nice parting gift, as they say. You got yourself a pair of tickets to go see Adam Sandler September 30th at the TD Garden. For tickets, visit livenation.com. I've been catching some of the clips online he's been posting of these shows. They look fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think he's just so hilarious. Like, live, I think he'd just be off the chain, just doing whatever he feels like.
Apparently, there's a DJ and turntables.
Why not?
DJs, too.
Why not?
I think when he's in town, he's got to come host the Friday Free For All.
Anything's better than what you do.
Oh, Kennedy. All right, Melissa, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Melissa from Brockton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Drive away in a brand new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Paul from Beverly.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Paul?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Paul,
you
too. Paul is very serious right now.
Well, this is a very serious moment. $1,000 is on the line.
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. $1,000 on the line. Paul, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Taylor Swift's new movie/album release party coming to theaters broke all sorts of pre-sale records. Can you name the 2020 Netflix documentary that she released? I guess that
doesn't feel like your wheelhouse, Paul.
That's all right. Let's try the next one. Question number two.
Thank you.
Here Monday Night Football on ABC and ESPN Tonight features the Ravens as they host the Lions. Which two cities do those teams call home?
Baltimore and Detroit.
More of Paul's wheelhouse right there.
You can get paid $666 to watch, rank, and review 5 scary movies. Applications are open until October 7th at cabletv.com. Can you name the puppet from the classic scary movie Child's Play? There you go. Question number four. Kane Brown was recently asked who plays the role of disciplinarian in his family. And he said, I discipline the kids and my wife disciplines me. What is his wife's name? He had a hit record with her.
Who's the subject?
Kane Brown played the Mixed Beach House this summer.
And who's his wife?
That is what I asked you. Yes, her name.
I don't know.
All righty, question number five. Breach, the album by this band, debuts at number one on the Billboard 200 with the biggest week for a rock album in 6 years. Previous album titles from this band include Blurry Face and Trench. Can you name the band?
No, negative.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Those are tough, Paul. I don't blame you.
Paul, I understand you're out running errands with your dogs, Blackjack and Junior.
Yes.
That's not a bad day.
It's a beautiful day. I'm at the library right now.
Do they allow dogs in the library?
No, just returning books.
Oh, I got you.
They're in the car.
What does Blackjack like to read?
Kennedy, Paul got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
Yes, these are tough. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Taylor Swift's new movie/album release party coming to theaters broke all sorts of pre-sale records. Can you name the 2020 Netflix documentary that she released?
Miss America?
Miss Americana. 0-0. Question number two. Monday Night Football on ABC and ESPN Tonight features the Ravens as they host the Lions. Which two cities do those teams call home?
Baltimore and Detroit.
Sports.
Tied at one. Question number three. You can get paid $666 to watch, rank, and review 5 scary movies. Applications are open until October 7th at cabletv.com. Can you name the puppet from the classic scary movie Child's Play?
Chucky.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Kane Brown was recently asked who plays the role of disciplinarian in his family, and he said, I discipline the kids, and my wife disciplines me.
I believe that.
What is his wife's name?
Oh, crap. It was just on the tip of my tongue. Caitlin.
3-2. It is Caitlin. Question number 5. Breach, the album by this band, debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200 this week. It is the biggest week for a rock album in 6 years. Previous album titles from this band include Blurry Face and Trench. Name the band.
21 Pilots?
It is 21 Pilots. And people said rock music is dead.
Nice job, Kennedy. Congrats.
You too, buddy. You too.
What a guy. Gracious in defeat.
4-2 is the final score. Paul Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Paul from Beverly, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.